Hey, Jules, it's Wisdom Wednesday. Yes, you heard it right. It's Wisdom Wednesday. So that means that it's time for us to get into another great episode coming from the precious Jewel You, I Forgive Me podcast. Yes, but first, let me remind you to go and follow us on Instagram at Precious Jewel You. That way you can find out more information about what's going on in the Jewel community, okay? All right, so let's get into this episode. Remember to go out and forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Why? Because you are God's precious jewel, and He wants nothing more but for you to walk in His divine purpose for your life the right way. All right, let's get into this episode. Check it out. Hello, Jewels. All the Queen Jewels and King Jewels out there. Hello to you all. Before we get into this episode, this great episode, I'm going to pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for this day, God. Forgive me for anything I've done, said, or thought that's not pleasing unto you. And Father God, I thank you, God, for the Jewels that are tuning in, that are listening, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to keep us in you, God. Equip us with what we need, Lord God. Father God, to go on, Lord God, and do that what you have called us to do, God. Father God, I pray, God, Father God, that your blessings will be, Lord God, Father God, pour down upon us, Lord God, that we will, Lord God, Father God, have a heart, Lord God, to continue to serve you no matter how hard it may get, Father God, that we will, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to hold up the banner of holiness, Lord God. And Father God, I just give you praise, God. Touch the Jewels that are listening, Lord God. Father God, enlarge their territory, God. Bless them indeed, God. And Father God, I just bless your name, God. I praise you, God. I give you honor, God, for it all belongs to you, God. Father God, I count it so I count it done, Lord God, and I bless your name, God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so y'all, let's get into this message. The message I'm going to be bringing before you all on this day is simply put, don't give up. Yes, don't give up. Okay, y'all, so we know that we all have goals. We all have those visions. We all have those aspirations, those dreams that we have laid out and planned out and wrote out. We even have put them on vision boards. Yes, the vision boards that we have up on our wall in our houses that we walk by on our hallway, that we walk by every day, and we just like, okay, one day. We all have those goals and those plans, y'all. But if we give up on everything that we have laid out, if we giving up on everything that we have written out, if we giving up on everything on that vision that we have put on that vision board, if we give up on it, y'all, guess what? It will not happen. We cannot give up on the promises that God has placed within us and God has told us that He is going to give us. If God has placed within us that about something, a desire, a goal, or going out to accomplish something, trust and believe that if He's put it within us, He is going to see it through. But the thing is, we can't give up. Y'all, we cannot give up in this walk. We cannot give up on if we give up, what do we have? What do we have to show? What do we have if we give up? If we give up on everything that God has placed within us, on our promises and our goals and our dreams, on our visions, if we give up, what do we have? Not only what do we have, but if we give up and we know that we have family, we have children, we have a spouse that's depending on us, what do they have? Y'all, I'm telling you, we cannot give up on the things that God has placed within us. No matter how hard it may get, no matter how dark the tunnel may look, no matter how rainy the days may be, no matter how stormy it may be, no matter how cloudy it may be, we cannot give up. No matter how many stumbling blocks or roadblocks or U-turns that we have to make, y'all, We have to continue until we reach that goal, until we have completed that very thing that God has placed within us. We have to continue on until we have completed that very thing that God has allowed us to put, that God has given us a vision of to be able to put on a vision board. We have to go at it like never before and don't give up in the process. No matter how much pain it may bring, no matter how much suffering or how much turmoil or how much trial, no matter what, y'all, I often say the devil only has the power that we give him. He don't have no more power than the power that we give him. And if we give him the power to allow us to give up on everything that God has aligned, has put in our lives, to of all the promises and all of the desires and the plans and the visions, if we allow the devil to come in and trip us up and allow and make us give up on that, y'all, we have just given him the power. And God says that we are more than conquerors. That we have authority over the enemy. That we have authority to tread over serpents, y'all. Scorpions. We have the power and the authority. So we cannot allow the enemy to make us give up on nothing that God has placed within us. We cannot allow the enemy to make us give up on nothing that God has promised us. It may be, God may have promised it to us 5 years ago. But y'all, no matter what, if God promised it to us, it's going to come to pass. So we cannot allow the enemy to make us give up on our dreams, give up on our goals, give up on that very thing that God has for us. Why? Because we have too much at stake. We have too much at stake to allow the enemy to come in and allow us to throw it all away. So simply put, do not give up. Don't give up, y'all. Don't give up. No matter how it may seem, no matter how much the enemy is trying to throw at you while you're going after what you're going after, while you're going after that goal, while you're going after that vision, while you're going after that dream that Lord has been placing within you in your dreams or whatever, that you be like, okay, God, I see now. Because it's going to be struggle. It's going to be pain. It's going to be trials. There are going to be roadblocks. There are going to be things that's going to come about while we're going through the process of trying to reach that very thing that we're trying to get to. There are going to be things that are going to come up that is going to hurt, y'all. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt to the core. There are going to be things that are going to come up that's going to be so painful, that's going to be so stressful, that's going to be so hard to bear. But y'all, we can do it. Why? If God took us to it, you best believe that he is going to bring us through it. If God has given the vision, you best believe that he's going to see us through it. So y'all, we cannot give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. There are many instances in the Bible that how people didn't give up. The woman with the issue of blood, blind Bartimaeus, Job. I can go on and on. There are many, many examples in the Bible where people went through pain and turmoil and this and that and the other, but they didn't give up. And the prime example is Jesus himself, Jesus Christ himself. He did not give up, no matter how hard it was, no matter how painful it was. He paid the ultimate price, and he did not give up on us, y'all. So why should we allow the enemy to come in and allow us to give up on what God has for us? Why should we give the enemy that much power? We are the children of the King. And because we are children of the King, we are victorious. We have the power. We are conquerors in all the above. We have the power. So if you need to say it, look in the mirror and say, I have the power. I have the power. I am in control. I am more than a conqueror. And I can do this. So I'm telling you all, don't give up. Continue to go out and reach that goal. Continue to go out and fulfill that dream. Fulfill that vision. Everything on your vision board. Continue to go after it until you have cleared the vision board off. And make you another one. There is always more. Always more. So don't give up. God did not give up on us. So why should we give up on him? No matter how hard it may get, do not give up. Don't give up, Jules. You all be blessed. And Father God, I thank you, God, that I gave the messages you have put within me to give. Don't give up. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that this would be a message to help the Jules, Lord God, in whatever they're going through right now. To help them to know that they have the power. They have the authority. They have power over the enemy. They have control over the enemy. And they have the power because of you. They have the strength that lies within you to not give up. That they can push through that pain. Push through whatever is going on. They can push through it and reach the end. Reach their reward. Father God, I just thank you right now, God. Thank you for the push. Thank you for the push. Thank you for the push into our purpose. And God, I just give you praise. I give you glory, for it all belongs to you. I bless your name right now. In your son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if there's one that's not saved, I just pray that you allow God to just come into your heart and allow God to just really change you. And allow God to just really, just really, really allow God to change your heart. Don't give up on God, because he will not give up on you. He hasn't given up on you. He is still waiting on you to receive his son Jesus into your life. It may be so hard right now. You may seem like that, how in the world would Jesus accept me? How in the world would God accept someone like me? I'm telling you, he is there with open arms. He is there with open arms. Just go to him. And I thank you, God, for the ones who are going to you. I thank you, God, right now for it. I bless your name. So you all be blessed. You all have a great, great, marvelous rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of your month, rest of your year, rest of your life. And no matter what, don't give up. Don't give up. I love you all so much, but God loves you so much more. And he wants us to win at it all. Why? Because we are his precious jewels. And he wants us to have everything that he has said is ours. So we cannot give up on the promises that God has already given us. Go after it. Don't give up. You all be blessed. Bye.